treatment of four lower bodies. It is always my pleasure to present to you ways and means by which you may expand your light and that of the planet, and I believe the following will be of assistance to you. The drawing of the light substance, which are actual sheets of flame from the individualized presence of God, from the temples of light around the physical sun, or from the heart of some master, into the lower bodies of mankind, is a most marvelous service in easing the pressure of the tension that results from the instability of the modern day. When people's inner bodies are at peace and ease, it is so much easier for them to accept the light of illumination and the directions of the Christ Self, which, when fully accepted, interpreted and manifested, would bring in the new day. Almost all people's emotional bodies are in a state of tension and turmoil, that it is difficult for the Christ Self to release any constructive impulses of a lasting nature. You have seen the sheet lighting flash through and transmute the dense matter in the atmosphere. So does relief come from the ascended master into the inner bodies of the people, and they are washed just as the rainfall washes the atmosphere and the surface of the earth. While the outer selves of the majority of mankind are sleeping in the early hours of dawn, volunteers who have their consciousness awakened could do tremendous cosmic work with them if they were to enroll themselves in a small band of incarnate spirits who are desirous of drawing forth sustenance and expanding harmony, peace and goodwill. In this way, you are treating your own bodies as well as the bodies of the people in your immediate environment and the bodies of a nation and a planet. And you can have a definite and positive proof of the power and powers of light released at your call in the externalized manifestations that will result therefrom. Drawing light into four lower bodies. Today we will study the mechanics that govern the inner bodies. Upon contemplation, you will realize that this integration of the lower bodies begins to take place from the first uncontrolled thought and feeling that is allowed to break the natural harmony of the vehicles that are provided the incoming life stream. Thus you will see that harmony is a prerequisite to a drawing light. Thus you will see that harmony is a prerequisite to drawing light. There is only one way for man to manifest that state which was enjoyed in the early golden ages, and that is to consciously draw the light into his four lower bodies, and that light will act similar to an electric charger as it flows into each electron, causing it to spin more rapidly in its orbit and gradually accelerating the vibratory rate of the lower garments. If sustained by conscious effort, this will bring the life stream to a state wherein discord and imperfection will no longer register. The purpose of drawing the light consciously into one's body is to increase the vibratory action of the electrons by an added charge of power. As each electron spins around the central core of the atom to which it belongs, its increased vibratory action charges the contours of the body and the process of your thinking and feeling. When this acceleration has taken place to a certain intensity, the slower vibrations of discord, disease, and disintegration can no more attach themselves to the set of vehicles attaining the state of acceleration than a turtle could mount a speeding car. Before man comes to the place where he may join the gods, he must master the vibrations of his bodies to a point where they do not create dissonance in their own or another's world. If you will think before you speak and act and before you feel, it will enable the elements of your bodies to return to their original beauty, harmony and peace. Because as soon as the pressure of discord is consciously controlled, the life stream's natural state begins to establish itself. As the Holy Christ Self returns the electrons to their natural orbits of majesty and harmony.